This is found in the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Hear these words. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened. Or what man is there of you? Oh, wait a minute. For each one of you who asks, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you? If his son asks for a loaf, we'll give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, we'll give him a snake. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? What would it be like for you if God signed a blank check payable to you and he allowed you to fill in the amount? How would you fill in that check? In Matthew 7:7, Jesus invites us to ask. He says it in three different ways, so we get the idea. He says, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. And then, so we get it, he repeats it again in verse 8. He says, for everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. He teaches us to ask. To ask, to seek, and to knock. What a powerful promise that God gives us. God has wonderful blessings to give us. Now, before you get out your pencils and papers and start making your wish list, listing the things beyond your wildest dreams and laying it before God and dreaming big, let's put it into perspective. Keep on asking, though. Keep on seeking and keep on knocking. Within this command to pray, I think we can see four principles about prayer. We are expected to ask for the things that God has already promised us. Ask and it shall be given, Jesus says. In James chapter 4:2, it is stated, you do not have because you do not ask. That is all too true and describes many of us. It's been said that we don't live in a praying age, and it's true. We live in an age filled with hustle and bustle where we depend on our own efforts and determination and have too much confidence in ourselves and our own power to achieve things. We believe too strongly in our ability to organize and get things done. And if we can't get things done, we believe that we have the technology to help us figure things out or do things for us. We believe too much in our own abilities and our own achievements. We don't take time to ask God for anything because I've got it. I can do it. I can handle it. I can get it. I can create anything I need. But Jesus makes it clear to us. We are expected to ask for the things God has promised. And if we do so, we will be blessed in ways that we have never imagined. Too many times we don't accomplish things for God because we don't ask God to help us accomplish them. We need to ask God for the things he has promised, the ability to reach others for his glory, the ability to do his will, instead of just sitting idly and wondering, why can't we get anything done? James is right. We don't have because we don't ask. Jesus is right. If we ask, it will be given. If we ask, God will richly bless us with abilities to serve him and grow into the people that he wants us to be. But we have to ask. That's the first principle we need to understand about prayer. We are expected to ask for the things God has promised us. The second principle is, God does hear and answer every prayer. In verse 8, Jesus says, "For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. To him who knocks, the door will be opened." I can promise you two things when we pray. The first is, God hears every prayer. The other certainty is that God always answers. This verse says that everyone who asks receives. Maybe you're wondering if you've heard it right. But yes, it says that everyone receives. But here's a problem. We all think that the only answer God can give us is yes. That's the only answer we ever want to hear from God. But there are two other possible answers God can give us. And one is no. And the other one is not yet. When we pray, it's important to remember that God knows what is best for us. God can see the big picture rather than just that little itty-bitty speck that we can see at the time we're praying. So when our prayers aren't answered as we want them to be, God has a reason. When they aren't answered in our timing, God has a reason, especially when we're praying for others. Remember, God has given each and every one of us the gift of free will. We have the ability to make choices for ourselves. While not all of our choices are good for us or for others, that is part of God allowing us to have free will. I think that's one of the most difficult things for me as a parent. When we pray for our children, especially when they're in those late teen and early adult years, when they're discovering who they are as adults, making choice after choice, some good, some not so good, some bad, some really bad, spinning out of control, and we want God to fix them, and we want God to fix them right now. We don't want to wait. What seems like an eternity to us as parents, even if it's 3 days or 3 to 6 years, God is still there working, protecting, leading, guiding. We can worry ourselves sick, and sometimes eventually, we just have to let go and say, "Okay, God, here. I can't do anything about it. It's up to you." I've learned from personal experience, God answers prayer. Sometimes I just have to get out of the way. Don't get me wrong. I had to keep asking. I had to keep loving. And I had to keep seeking God to lead them to make the best decisions for themselves. And if they make the poor ones, I have to trust that God will help them pick up the pieces and figure out what is going to be best for them and figure out the next decision to make. However, God does answer. God hears and answers every prayer we make. So keep on praying. And thank God that God keeps working on each and every one of us throughout our entire lifetimes, preparing us for our days in heaven with him. The third principle about prayer is sometimes God gives us what we need rather than what we ask for. In verse 9 to 11, Jesus says, Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, is going to give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, are you going to give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Even earthly fathers give good things to their children. We wouldn't give a child an Indy race car to take driver's education with, would we? That wouldn't be a very wise choice on our part as parents, would it? Or if they wanted to have the biggest bang on the 4th of July and have the biggest fireworks you could imagine, we wouldn't give them a stick of dynamite and say, go have fun. Generally speaking, though, we do not give things to our children that we know will harm them. And if this is true of us, how much more true it is of God? I've heard it put this way. If we ask God for good things, he grants them. If we ask God for things that are not good, either not good in themselves or not good for us or others, directly or indirectly, he denies them. And you know, sometimes God's the only one that really knows the difference. Yes, sometimes God gives us what we need rather than what we ask for. God, our Heavenly Father, wants to bless you today. He wants you to keep on praying. So we have the three principles of prayer. We're expected to ask God for the things he has promised. He hears and answers our prayers, and he gives us what we need rather than what we ask. While there may be dry spells in our prayer lives, times when we seem that we do a lot of waiting, God wants us to keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. God wants us to keep on praying, and God wants to bless you in a big, powerful, and mighty way. He wants you to be happy and have the best for your life. How awesome is that, that our God loves us that much? What a loving Father is our God.